Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Happy Friday. Hey, want to announce coming up and in the last hour of the show today, it's going to be a call-in hour. I haven't done a good job of promoting this. I've been thinking about making the 9 o'clock hour call-in hour every day. Haven't currently decided whether I'm going to do that. Depends on how Fridays go. So if you want to weigh in on any topic of the week that was, that's in the 9 o'clock hour, and you can just go ahead and call us at 800-905-0989. I wanted to plant that in the beginning of the show because I know some of you get up later and watch it, a couple hours behind me. So yes, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Fridays, 800-905-0989. Folks, stuff is changing all over the place. You see this? The Netherlands Parliament, in the wake of the Charlie Kirk killing assassination, just voted to designate Antifa a terror organization following President Trump's lead. Antifa is very active in Europe. And look, as we begin to investigate them as a terror org, we're going to find connections. We're going to find the funding. We're going to find the funding goes back to the Democrat Party and liberal globalist leaders the world over. We're going to find that. They're shock troops. Every country in Western Europe should follow suit ASAP. But what this shows you, with the Netherlands Parliament acting so fast, folks, acting faster than U.S. Congress to designate Antifa a terrorist organization, this shows you the power, how deeply this assassination affected not just Americans, not just Gen Z, but the world. This took the heart and ripped it out of every good person on this planet who saw it. This is going to dip, folks. There is a dividing line now. There is. You know how there's a dividing line? You don't know that the line is there until many years later. For me, the biggest dividing line that I know of in the past, U.S. politics, before 9/11 and after, it was never the same again. We wanted it to be, but it wasn't. That next dividing line for me, and I'd love to know what your dividing line is, because I think we pretty much would agree on them. Although you can text me at 800-905-0989. That's the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. The second dividing line, Butler. And had Butler and the second attempted assassination of Donald Trump not happened, I think that what happened to Charlie Kirk wouldn't have the power it does. It would have looked more like a one-off with a very mentally ill young man. But it doesn't look that way. The world gets it. They understand what this is. This is a pattern. And it's the first kill for that side, where they have gotten to kill. Do you realize what we saw this week? Listener Ralph really rang my bell when he sent me this email the other day. And I meant to read it to you because I would go, wow, he's right. Here's the headline on it. 3 Democrat assassins were in court yesterday at once. That happened this week. 3 Democrat assassins were in court yesterday at once, Ralph asks. Is that a world record? Yeah, it is, actually. Mangione, the beloved Mangione, Luigi Mangione, Tyler Robinson, and would-be Trump assassin Ryan Ruth. All 3 documented doctrinaire leftists. Folks, the media likes to pretend Ryan Ruth was just, you know, he's just kind of crazy guy out there. No one could possibly know what he did. I mean, no one could know what he believed. Was that a Kamala Harris, a Harris Biden sticker on the back of his
truck parked in his driveway. Is that what that is? That was a Harris Biden bumper sticker. Huh. On the truck, parked in the driveway while he was trying to kill Donald Trump on that golf course. See, because if this was reversed and somebody went after Biden, but nobody would because we don't do those things, with a Trump sticker on their truck in their driveway, parked there while they were trying to do a thing like that, well, the media would know what it meant and it would be fair game. Yeah, Trump supporter tries to kill a Democrat, but that never happens. Ryan Ruth was a doctrinaire liberal. He bought their talking points lock, stock, and barrel, same as Tyler Robinson. Three Democrat assassins were in court literally at the same time this week. You're right, Ralph. You're right. They were. As the media pretended not to know what caused this, pretended he was MAGA, told every lie in the book. Like this, CNN's Caitlin Collins with Ted Cruz. And folks, this was well after the motive came out. Interviews with family members. He was a leftist. We learned his partner was a leftist. Trash Joe Biden. I mean, there's no doubt. And yet here was CNN's Caitlin Collins, as we have three left-wing assassins simultaneously in court this week. Robinson, Mangione, and Ryan Ruth.
You said a lot there, and we don't have a motive yet. We don't know yet. We're waiting. Obviously, we've heard what the governor's had to say, what the FBI director said today.
Come on, we don't have a motive yet.
We know.
We don't have a motive yet.
What's
really
happening with?
Really, that's CNN's position.
I mean, from law enforcement,
he just happened,
Senator,
to fire the gun in celebration. You can't tell the motive,
the Senator. That's
we don't have a motive from law enforcement. But this was 2 days ago. This was 2 days ago. It's unbelievable. That's where we are in America. And it's why these people, we cannot both sides, we cannot have a conversation, we cannot turn down the temperature and try to understand each other. You cannot understand these people. You can only, as Rush Limbaugh once said, defeat them. We have to defeat them. That is how we honor Charlie Kirk. That is how we make it mean something. Folks, literally yesterday, not even 24 hours ago, I predicted there would be a pedophilia connection to this Tyler Robinson, Charlie Kirk assassination. And I predicted it because transgender culture online is so riddled with, rife with pedophilia. And I said, there's going to be some kind of connection, something. Yesterday, it didn't even take 12 hours for me to be right. Wait to hear what it is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.